Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research and commentary. I'm Greg Farrow. It's the 8th of February, 2018. Just come from a session with a company called Virtual Instruments. Now, Virtual Instruments, odd sort of a company, not really a networking thing, but I'm willing to embrace all forms of networking, even storage networking. And Virtual Instruments has been building visibility and testing tools for fiber channel networks for quite a while now. It's quite a unique thing. Basically, what they do is analyze the network traffic to determine the storage of the performance of the storage traffic. And they're now changing that to provide visibility and load testing. So not dissimilar to other companies in the networking space, except that Virtual Instruments is focused on the storage protocols especially. And even though other companies are doing recognition of the storage protocols, I think Virtual Instruments is taking it to a much deeper level. Obviously, they're able to read file protocols like NFS and iSCSI, and then able to read the object protocols and the block protocols, so they can detect things like LUNs and SCSI queries and all that sort of stuff. Once it's captured the data of the storage protocols, you can then replay them. So it extracts the requests and the queries and the payload sizes, and then it can actually then create LUNs on the storage arrays and then run tests against them. Now, for storage arrays, that seems to be important because you can't really trust the storage vendors. Apparently, the storage vendor's performance is unvariable and unknown under a range of conditions. And because you can't trust the storage vendor or the storage network to work the way you think it does, then you might need to go and test it to validate it. You know, I want to take sort of like my inspirational cynicist view of this, that it seems to be a rule that storage vendors are unable to make products that work properly or as advertised. And there seems to be a lot of hoo-ha-rah in the storage industry that you have to test and validate the operational capability. And or I think they just expect vendors to ship bugs in their product and that testing will help to find them. It seems funny that you would expect bugs to be there, so you're going to do your own testing in case they're there. But then if you actually have that sort of risk profile where a loss of data in your storage array is actually going to cause your business major pain, then I guess you've got enough money to do that. And that's not something we do much in networking anymore, because we've sort of got to a maturity where devices work as promised, or we have enough performance and capacity to get over them. You know, like we're now talking 25, 50, 100 gig networks. You don't really need to do testing about load because you can just add more bandwidth cheaper than you can by doing testing sometimes. Anyway, the idea of load testing is well established in the storage industry. You capture data from the network and the software can then analyze the captured data and then create a replay. You don't need to see the payload, so that it's not extracting data. It can simulate payloads and then turn them into storage protocol requests and then build a test that simulates what you've actually done. So you can take a working workload, analyze it, and then run it against a new system to check that it's going to work. And storage arrays and storage products have weird things around block sizes and stuff like that that you can test for. Virtual Instruments is offering a version that's really specific to the storage industry and seems to have deep capabilities. They gave us a demonstration. Some of the features in there aren't going to be announced for a while, so I'm not going to get into those. I thought there was three takeaways. Takeaways are that the larger part of the storage market believes that they're special snowflakes with unique requirements and have specific conditions that only storage-specific solutions can solve. You know, they're still seeing the rise. Fiber channel networking is still a thing. Storage arrays are all blessedly unique, apparently, and they're all... And all the storage experts around the table want to convince me that, you know, every solution is totally special for them, and so only testing can validate that. I agree in principle, but I don't think storage is unique. That's a fallacy. But the value of storage to companies is different from networking in many ways. Remember that a data loss is a permanent and potentially catastrophic event for some companies. A network outage has less impact, and so there's less requirements for networking to do true availability, whereas in storage there may be so. I'm less convinced about the argument of storage performance. The rise of SSDs and other high-performance systems reduces a lot of that requirement. You could just buy infrastructure and get away with that. But for customers with critical dependencies on the storage function and capabilities, the ability to test and analyze storage traffic to validate those products is key, and Virtual Instruments is a solution in this space. Well, that's it for this Briefings in Brief. I'm Greg Farrow. Thanks for listening. You can find this and many more fine free technical podcasts up on the packetpushers.net website. And you can also sign up to become a member at packetpushers.net/members, and you can get access to more information and get notified when more stuff's published. Thanks for listening.